I will now call the December 9th, 2024 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
No, sir, not at this time.
Ms. Norwood, I noticed the copy I have still has case number 13022 for Karen Groves, but I know that was pulled offline. So that one's off the agenda.
Yes, that is. I'm sorry. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Off.
Do we need to?
Mine's not on there.
It's not on yours?
No.
Okay. All right. So if there's anybody here tonight for that case, it has been pulled and will be rescheduled.
Correct. Correct.
So how do we go about getting an updated agenda?
Case 130.
Yeah, the one online's updated.
I think the one online. Mm-hmm. Which do you have in front of you?
This one.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the agenda as presented with the exclusion of case number 13022.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Lovinguth.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye.
And aye too. A vote of 4-0, tonight's agenda is approved. Minutes for October 7th, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve minutes for October 7th, 2024 meeting.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And aye too. Vote of 4-0, the minutes for October 7th, 2024 are approved. Findings of fact for October 7th, 2024.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the findings of fact for October 7th, 2024 as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye.
And aye too. So a vote of 4-0, the findings of fact for October 7th, 2024 have been approved. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There were two cases on your agenda tonight. One is case number 12976, Harold Bennett and Deborah Bennett. This was one the board had approved at its meeting on August the 5th, and findings were subsequently approved. After that was sent out, the applicant provided staff. There had been I guess the site plan on there did not show the exact measurements, so staff at the meeting had done the best they could to find out what the measurements were. That a new site plan showed the exact measurements. So this just clarifies that. There's no other changes to the substance of it. It just clarifies the variance that's been granted for purposes of clarifying the record.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the amended findings of fact for case number 12976.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And aye too. So with that, the amended findings for case number 12976 have been approved. And we have case 12944.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This was one that there was a typo that was found on. There's a reference to proposed building 3, but the actual building on the site plan was proposed building 2, so it was just to correct that for the record.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion of the amended findings of facts for case number 12944.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And aye too. So a vote of 4-0, the amended findings of fact for case 12944 have been approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman unruly or disorderly conduct cannot be tolerated, may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning the people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for advance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct a question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be tabled or voted upon at the end of that session. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing the written findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, we ask you to turn your cell phone to silent service, and that when you come up to the podium, you hit the button at the microphone. It will light up green. That indicates the microphone is on. You hit it.